Our reading this morning is taken from 2 Peter chapter 2, verses 18 to 25. Servants, be subject to your masters with all respect, not only to the good and gentle, but also to the unjust. For this is a gracious thing. When mindful of God, one endures sorrows while suffering unjustly. For what credit is it if when you sin and are beaten for it, you endure? But if when you do good and suffer for it, you endure, this is a gracious thing in the sight of God. For to this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for you, leaving you an example so that you might follow in his steps. He committed no sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was reviled, he did not revile in return. When he suffered, he did not threaten, but continued entrusting himself to him who judges justly. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed, for you were straying like sheep, but now have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Let's just pray. Lord, thank you for your word. Thank you that your word is truth. And I just pray that you will help us now not only to hear your word, but to believe it, obey it, and live it out. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, it's a privilege to be preaching this morning on this Remembrance Sunday, and it's lovely to see so many here. And especially some who aren't usually with us, you're very, very welcome with us today on this special Sunday. I don't know if any of you saw the TV last night, that amazing Royal British Legion Festival of Remembrance. It was just quite incredible. Every year, Helen and I try to watch it if we can. And I will not forget last night either. Just all the things that happen and the stories that are told. And I think one of the things that always comes home to me in that service is something of the reality of war. As you know, some people glamorize war and they make it into something that it isn't. I think the first time I was really introduced to the horrors of war and the realities of war was when I was at school. Now, this may surprise you, but this is actually one of my school books. Believe it or not, from 1756 or whenever. And it's called Wilfred Owen Collected Poems. And we had to study poems by Wilfred Owen. And I have to be, and I can see some people nodding their heads, you were doing the same, except probably not in the 18th century when I was doing it. But seriously, he was probably the most famous First World War poet. And do you know what? He was killed in battle 1 week before the First World War ended. That's when he lost his life. And he was only 25 years old. And he was leading soldiers into battle, and he was wiped out. One of his poems, and there are so many I could quote, but this is just one. Look, I even have it underlined in notes and everything, preparing for exams at school. But this really brought home to me, in a way nothing ever had before, what war is really like. Bent double, like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge, till on the haunting flares we turned our backs and towards our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots, but they limped on, bludged on. All went lame, all blind, drunk with fatigue, deaf even to the hoots of tired, outstripped five nines that dropped behind. Gas! Gas! Quick, boys! An ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time. But someone still was yelling out and stumbling and floundering like a man in fire or lime. Dim through the misty panes and thick green light, as under a green sea, I saw him drowning. In all my dreams, before my helpless sight, he plunges at me, guttering, choking, drowning. Isn't that powerful? And some of you are here this morning who have fought in war, and many that we will listen to who have served in war will tell you it doesn't stop with wartime. Many live with those memories for the rest of their lives. And I have met many, many men who will never talk about their experiences in wartime. I remember leading a mission in a part of Liverpool many years ago. And on the Saturday night, the vicar had a men's meeting in the vicarage. And there were a lot of men there. And afterwards, there was a man talking to me. And he said, "This is the first time I've ever talked to anybody about what I experienced in the Second World War." Wilfred Owen was the First World War poet. And I think one of the things that he teaches us is that war is often glamorized, as I said, but when people glamorize war, they don't understand it. What they're doing is giving an unrealistic presentation of what real war is really like. Horrifying, savage, tragic. It means broken hearts and broken homes. It means for so many the loss of a son or a daughter, a father, a mother, a husband, a wife. For me, one of the most moving moments last night in that Festival of Remembrance from the Royal Albert Hall was when the brothers of a man called Paul Lowe were interviewed. Paul Lowe was killed in a suicide bomb attack in Iraq in 2004. And last night they interviewed his brothers, Craig, Stuart, Sean, and Jordan. Some of them were in tears. This happened over 20 years ago. And here was this young man, and do you know what age he was? 19. He joined the army at 16. Grew up in a village called Kelty in Scotland. And 3 years later, killed in a suicide bomb in Iraq. Friends, these are the realities. And that's why it's so important that we have this special time every year when we remember them. They must never be forgotten. And remember, we're not just talking about a First World War and a Second World War. We're talking about a war in Iraq. We're talking about a multitude of wars. And tragically and heartbreakingly, wars are still going on. And they're always the same. Wars mean sacrifice. Wars mean some people giving their lives for others, not for themselves. War means courage, incredible courage, as people are willing to lay down their lives so that people like you and me can live and enjoy the freedom that has been secured. Surely the very least you and I can do is remember them. And yet, sadly, there are many today who will not be attending remembrance services. They will not be at church as we are here this morning. Do you know why? They've forgotten these people. They have forgotten these heroes. They're too busy to be grateful. They're too busy or just too lazy to remember. I often wonder what a soldier from the First or Second World War, or soldiers from other wars must think when they look at some people in our generation And they see our generation and previous generations enjoying freedom that was won for us by these heroes. And they look around and see people who just couldn't care or are too busy to remember. If you've ever felt like that, God understands. Because as we read the Bible, we hear from time to time from the heart of God, "My people have forgotten me." And I wonder on this Remembrance Sunday, are some of us too busy to remember Jesus, who laid down his life for us? That's one of the reasons I asked for that Bible reading this morning from 1 Peter chapter 2. Because Peter, one of Jesus' best friends, couldn't make it clear that Jesus didn't suffer for himself. He said, "To this you have been called, because Christ also suffered for who? For you." He committed no sin. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. By his wounds, we have been healed. He did it for us. And I ask this respectfully this morning, are some of us too busy to remember him? Have we just pushed him out of our lives? Is he at the center of our lives? Or have we just forgotten him? And I wonder on this Remembrance Sunday, 2025, do some of us know God is calling us back? We've been too busy to remember Jesus. We've been too busy to remember the cross. We've been too busy or too distracted to think of the sacrifice that Jesus made for us. Death by crucifixion was a horrible death. And Jesus chose to go through that for you and for me. Are we too busy to remember? One of the first Christian songs I ever learned as a teenager was this: "Wounded for me, wounded for me. There on the cross, he was wounded for me. Gone my transgressions, and now I am free. All because Jesus was wounded for me." Do you know, it was many years later that I discovered when that chorus or song was written. It was written by a chaplain or padre in the First World War. He saw many things and heard many things that were just horrible. And one day he came across a soldier who had been brutally injured in battle. And the padre, or the chaplain, he just was at a loss to know what to say to this man. Here he is lying on the ground, lost several limbs. And all he does is he goes over and he puts his hand on the man's shoulder and he says to that soldier, "Thank you for being wounded for me." And later he thought about that. And he thought, you know, that's what Jesus did on the cross for me. And he sat down and he wrote that chorus: "Wounded for me, wounded for me. There on the cross, he was wounded for me." And so he was. And for you and for me, because he loves us so much. But friends, with this I finish. Are we too busy to remember? Or are we living for him? The way we thank Jesus, do you know the way we thank Jesus? And those who know anything about war will know what this means. When you see somebody waving the white handkerchief, what does it mean? Surrender. And the way we thank Jesus is by surrendering to Him, giving our lives to Him, and not just remembering, but repenting, saying we're sorry, having a change of direction, and instead of living for ourselves, we live for Jesus, number one, and we receive Him into our hearts as Lord, Savior. I'm going to pray just a short prayer now. It's a prayer of commitment where we receive Jesus. And if you'd like to pray this with me on this Remembrance Sunday, please feel free to do so. But not out loud, just pray quietly in our own hearts. And I'll just say a few words at a time, and you repeat them after me quietly in your own heart. And God will hear our prayer, and He will answer. And we pray this because we want not only to remember those who died in war, but we also want to remember Jesus who died on the cross for us. So I'll just pray the prayer a few words at a time, giving you time to repeat them in your own heart. Lord Jesus Christ, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for dying for me on the cross. Thank you for being wounded for me. I am sorry for my sin. Come into my life now. Help me to follow you in your precious name, I pray. Amen.